1460 Community Radio for the North State. Currently, it's 69 degrees out there in the downtown studio. It's going to get up to 79 today for those trick-or-treaters, a low of 56, so make sure you bundle them up. Looks like we might get some rain in the next couple of days, so we're looking forward to that, and going to be in the 60s for the rest of the week. Right now, we're going to be listening to a playback of the Positively Healthy Show from January 3rd. Enjoy.
Ends of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Radio Show. My co-host, Josie Salas-Tynan, as you know, is a very busy mama, business owner, and coach, and this week's speaker, and she's going to actually miss a really great show today, too. I'm really excited for today's show. We have guests in the studio today. But first, hi, Savannah.
Hello.
So glad to have you in today.
I'm glad to have you in today.
You're going to work it?
Yeah.
Work that board?
Yep.
Okay, so how's the weather out there right now? I think it's like...
I don't know. I've been inside.
Here, wait. Let's look real quick.
I know it's going to get up to 100.
Huh? 100?
My guess is...
Yeah,
at least
you're
80.
Right. Yeah. Reading, 100. Keswick, shout out for Keswick, 99. And right now it's about 80 degrees out there. So it's beautiful, perfect weather for a workout. Yes, yes. So anyway, and I hear at least one of the fires, the Early Fire, is like 90%, 97% contained, okay. Which is really nice. Yay, clap, clap. That is awesome. So I know you can go to Brian Daly's website to get some of the latest information on the fires. Just Google Brian Daly Assembly District Number 1, and it's up at the very top there, as well as our own Sheriff Basenko. He really keeps a really good Facebook page. He kind of keeps us up to date on all the latest and greatest and news and updates for us. And so if you go to Facebook, you can go to, I believe it's Sheriff Tom Basenko, and he'll have some latest things there for you. Four important things, especially as this. So... Okay, so what is new at HealthWise Chiropractic? Just a reminder, we will be at the Whiskeytown Relays again this year. Pretty much do that event every year for athlete support, and it's so much fun. I love it. It's a very long day for the athletes and the athlete supporters. You never know what the weather is going to be. Sometimes there's a little bit of rain, and sometimes it's hotter than blazes. We'll just have to see. It's nice and exciting. And if you're an athlete and you just want to have a nice, beautiful environment to run in, pull a team together. I think it's like four or five people. And it's a relay that you can put together. And you know, put your strongest where they want to go and your fun people where they want to go. And you just have a lot of fun. So we are going to be there. Look for the HealthWise Chiropractic booth. Whether you're a participant or a non-participant, please stop by and say hi. If you say that you heard from us here on KCNR, there's a little prize pack waiting for you. Just let us know. And the best way, really, when you go to these events is to get on the massage table or the massage chair is do it before the athletes come in. That would be the best, because once they start coming in, it's all about them, and I just want to really pay attention to helping them with, you know, cramping and spasms and whatever's going on to make their Monday morning better than if they didn't do some soft tissue work. So I am so excited today because we have great guests today. I know that a lot of the listeners have heard about CrossFit. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you're a member and you train CrossFit. But I think there are some people that out there that are just really curious. They hear about it, and they just want to know, what is all this CrossFit about? Today's topic is women in CrossFit, and spanning all ages, shapes, sizes, skill level, and will level, I call it. I love how we are going to be doing CrossFit our own way. Okay. And today I have some very special guests in the studio. Everyone in the gym is like family to me. That is what makes me so happy to go there. And today I have Michelle Barnes, 54-year-old athlete competitor in the studio, and Miss Kinley Grace, 13. Both of them been doing CrossFit for about 2 years. Say hi, ladies.
Good morning.
Kinley. I know you're not nervous, girl. Okay, so we're gonna have some questions for Michelle and Kinley today, and I think we have a few callers calling in, so that will be fun. We will see how that goes. And I think we've got a break coming up here, so we're gonna have to go ahead and do that. Please give us a call if you have questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
Bring Sally up, bring Sally down. That was awesome. Thank you, Savannah. So, there is a workout to that song, or several workouts, I should say. CrossFit is really taken over, and I wanted to get some roots, Michelle and Kinley, whoever wants to get started. What made you, Miss Kinley, Grace, 13 years old, get started in CrossFit?
Well, my mom was doing CrossFit for a while, and then I wasn't really doing anything. And then I just thought, hey, can I try this? And the trainers were like, sure, you can try it.
So you mean you weren't doing anything in sports? You didn't have a sport that you were doing at the
time?
Yeah,
I was just kind of being...
Watching Mama?
Yeah.
Okay, so when did Mom join? So you've been watching it for, like, at least a year or two, right?
I think half a year before I started.
Oh, okay.
So, like, October.
Oh, okay.
A couple years ago.
So you're like, watching Mom, I could do that.
Yeah.
And it looked exciting to you? Why was it exciting? Why did it look exciting to you?
I don't know. It was just different, and it looked like it would be a new challenge or something.
Okay. I remember you guys at the 2012 Regionals.
Yes.
What was that like for you as a spectator? Because had you started at that time, or was that right when you first started?
I was doing on-ramps at the time, so I really didn't know much about CrossFit. I'm just like, oh, look, there's a person there. I didn't know who anyone was or anyone.
Oh, when you were at the regionals,
yeah,
and you saw the bigger
names. I was supporting CrossFit then, so.
Oh, okay. So you were supporting the North State CrossFit team. Okay. So, but when you were doing on-ramp, were you like, uh-oh, what did I get myself into, or did it get you more excited?
I got more excited as I went along.
Did you feel strong right away, or?
I think so, kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember how much of my on-ramp, but.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Michelle, Miss Competitive Athlete Lady, Awesome. BA. What about you? You've been at it for 2 years or just a little bit over, right?
Right. Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah. It means a lot. For me, I was 52, and I decided to enter a bikini barrel race because I was professionally barrel racing at the time. And I was already in a fitness program, but I knew I was going to be competing against girls that were 18, 20 years old that were, you know,
oh,
looking.
No change in age bracket there, huh?
No.
They just...
And so I just said, okay, we need to find a different fitness program that can really make me look really good for that day. And I had about 9 weeks. And so I kept hearing about CrossFit, how it was so different and the intensity was so high. So I checked it out in Reading and hooked ever since.
So do you live here in Reading? Because now you work out at your own gym at home, right?
I do have a box.
Yeah.
My husband graciously built that for me when I qualified to go to the games in 2013. And he didn't want me gone 6 hours a day.
Yeah, I get
training,
it.
And so yeah. He built that at the house.
That is awesome. Do you love it?
CrossFit?
Yes.
I do. At this stage of the game, it's very, very difficult and challenging. And I do look forward to the day where I can be a regular CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Because I know that's really, really fun.
But, I mean, with your personality and you wanting to be competitive, when is that going to be? What is a regular CrossFitter? I know I feel like a regular CrossFitter. Like, I go and do my, like, this week, my 5 days. Whew, this was a rough week for me, but...
You know, my husband says it'll never happen.
Yeah.
I'll never become a regular CrossFitter because it's not in my nature, but really my goal is to make it to the games one more time, and that would be 2015.
Okay. That's awesome. Because we were going to talk about goals later, so I'm really excited to hear that. And I will talk about that with you. But I had something on the list. Did you guys, with that song, Bring Sally Up, Bring Sally Down, have you guys ever done a workout to that song at the gym? No, I thought they had done it at least once at North State, so I can't remember. And I don't know who made that up, if it was... do you guys know anything about that workout?
I have done that with squatting.
Mm-hmm.
You can do
mm-hmm.
it to a lot of different
exercises. Squatting, yeah.
Squatting is easy for me, so it wasn't hard for me, but I could see a lot of other people in the room were having a very difficult time down at the bottom holding it.
Okay, because it's like really pause down at the bottom for a second, then come back up. So.
Right.
Okay. And if you're, because we're going to talk about mobility later, if your mobility isn't there, that's going to be hard. So who made that workout up, and what were the requirements, just to go by the song? Or what kind of weight did you have to have on there? Do you know? No, you guys don't know?
I honestly don't know. Do you know, Kinley?
I've never done that workout before.
Oh, okay.
I don't know much about it.
I think it's just fun, really. Yeah, I think it's just for fun. But do you remember what weight that you had to put on there? Or what was the...
You know, it wasn't very heavy. I'm thinking for the women it was around 65 pounds.
Okay. Well, for some people, Michelle, that would probably be pretty heavy. And so... you know, you're amazing. First, let's talk about firsts. Okay, so your firsts in CrossFit. I know, Kinley, you just did your first muscle up this week. How did that make you feel?
I was, like, on top of the world for, like, 5, 10, half an hour. I was, like, shaking literally for a long time.
Okay, so not a lot of people know what a muscle up is. Do you want to explain that a little bit to them?
Well, it's basically, like, you pull yourself up, and then you,
like
flip.
A pull-up?
It's like a pull-up, mm-hmm. and then you dip out of it, so you're, like, on top of a bar or the rings or something.
Okay. And it's very technical, and
yeah.
It takes a lot of strength mm-hmm. and time to be able to get it done, right? And how long have you been starting to practice that?
Well, I kind of went on and off for a while of practicing, like, about a year ago. I was trying to get bar muscle-ups more than ring muscle-ups. And then there was a workout last week where there was muscle-ups in it. And Chris was like, why don't you just try and pull up higher and flip over? And I almost got it, and then I got it. And I took the weekend off and tried it again on Monday, and I got it.
So that was your first ring muscle-up that you got this week?
Yeah.
Wow, good job, girl.
Thank you.
So, you know, I just happen to be sitting here with two very competitive athletes, but I do have to say that I'm not. I do CrossFit. I'm not in it to look to go to compete. I'm competing with myself at this point, and I'm competing, you know, with the workouts every day, and that's enough for me. And I know there are a lot of people out there that that's enough for them and that kind of thing. So I want to, on our way back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about what it means to be a competitive athlete for you guys and what are some of the routine things that you have to do day in and day out to make that happen. You know, game day is going to come up soon. I think you've got one, Michelle, coming up, a competition next weekend.
Correct.
So, you know, you're in it right now. And then, Kinley, you've got things in the works. So on our way back in, we'll talk about competition day. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi folks, Mac McCraw, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. The Shasta Lake Lions Club is hosting the 2015 Northern California Veterans Day Parade on Shasta Dam Boulevard, November 7th at 10 a.m. Breakfast served 6 to 10 a.m. by the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District at the Twin Towers Memorial. Make a full day of it with the family. Come out to support our veterans and family members. There will be a stunning show of pure American air power by two Air Force F-15s from the 173rd Fighter Wing in Oregon. See you November 7th in Shasta Lake, and thank you for your service.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Marie Salas, and we've got a great CrossFit and women's show today, and we have Michelle Barnes in the studio and Kinley in the studio. Everybody knows Kinley, so I just go by her first name. So anyway, we were on the way out. We were talking about competition. And let's start with you, Michelle, because you've got something next week. What are you doing next week, number one? And what have you been doing to get to game day?
Next weekend, I'm going to the Oregon Games. They're in Bend, Oregon. It's probably one of the closer competitions to the games quality.
Oh, really?
It's 40 plus for me for the Masters, so it makes it super competitive because most all those girls will have just had birthdays, and they'll be like 40, 41, 42. But last year I did make it to the podium there, so I feel confident. As far as being, you know, training for that, it's 5 days a week. Recover.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition is huge.
Are you doing like a Monday through Friday, do you do the typical CrossFit philosophy? Take one break day in the week.
Thursdays and Sundays off right now.
Yeah. Okay.
My weakness in CrossFit is gymnastics, and so I have a lot of emphasis on that right now. I'm being programmed 100% from Jonathan Jorgensen from North State right now.
Oh, great. Okay.
Doing everything that he's telling me to do.
That's awesome. I think coaching is a huge part of anybody's life, whether it be in finances, whether it be in business, whether it be in sport, in anything. We all need coaches.
Definitely.
They help us meet our goals. They can be our mentors. They can be someone that just knows just a little bit more than us. They can inspire us, and he's a great programmer. He programs really well. He programs the workouts at North State CrossFit because he's one of the owners. So what have you been doing nutritional-wise to keep you going?
Nutritionally-wise, I try really hard to stick with paleo.
Okay.
I've been doing that pretty much since the day one of CrossFit. I do, you know, have my cheat meals. Never a cheat day, but a cheat meal. Mm-hmm. Right now it's really tight. I came off of a 2-month strength program.
Okay.
And I'm just a little bit bigger than normal right now. And so I'm just trying to cut all that back right now. You know, no wine.
Uh-huh.
Just really trying to be super strict.
Okay. What do you mean? You're bigger than normal? Is that what you said? From the strength?
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm. Anytime you go into like a heavy strength program, mm-hmm. you know, where you're squatting like 250.
Oh, yeah. Your lean mass goes up like crazy. Yeah.
You're going to get some body fat that's going to come in with that. It's just, you know.
Oh, because of the eating. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think just, you know, how your body is working.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing as much Metconning, you know, because you're a little bit larger muscular-wise. Mm-hmm. So we're just coming off of that.
Awesome. Okay. And so you feel like adding that in is going to help you next weekend?
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Have you been able to pull in a new movement better because of that, that you might have been weak at?
Well, the strength training that I did for 2 months has definitely totally... The numbers have soared above the head.
Nice.
So, which is also one of my weaknesses. It's common to women to be not so strong overhead.
Overhead activity. Okay, that's great. So, Kinley, what about you? Do you have any events or competitions coming up?
I have an Olympic lifting competition at the end of August, I think.
I didn't know that. Awesome.
Yeah, it's in Reading. I don't exactly know where, but they have an age group for me, so I'm going to do it.
And I don't know where it is. I'm just going to show up, do my thing.
I don't know exactly where it is. I know it's in Reading, though.
Do you know what movements yet?
It's the Olympics, so it's clean and jerk and snatching.
Okay, and that's it, those two.
Yeah, and then the Teen Gauntlet is coming back sometime in October, so I'll do that competition, too.
Yeah, those of you that listen to my show, Kinley was on last year at the North State Fittest Games, right? Was that last year?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you were on your way.
Yeah, it was the day before my competition.
Yeah, so same thing this year. You're going to do the same thing. And are those throughout California? Do they travel?
They're all over the world, actually. Like,
it's sort of like a mini regionals?
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to know what that's going to be like for you. So what is a day in the life for Miss Kinley? Because you're a student. I mean, I know it's summertime right now, but school's going to start. How do you sort of fit all that in your day?
Well, what I usually do is I'll go to the gym after school because they have a 3:30 class and my school ends at 3:30. No, 3. Not 3:30. Mm-hmm. It ends at 3. So we'll just drive to the gym. I'll get my workout in and then I'll go home usually after that. And then on Saturdays, I'll stay for a couple hours to do extra stuff.
Oh, yeah. I pulled you guys away from your Saturday. Maybe not you, Michelle, because you're breaking. But what are you going to do today?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been in a lot this week doing a lot of stuff, so I'll probably just take this weekend to rest.
Okay, so you're doing all your separate programming than what we did this week, but how was everybody's week this week? Anyone listening and want to call in? It was rough for me. There was a lot of running and just a lot of skill-type things that I'm sort of weak in. How was this week for you, Kimmy?
It was good. I mean, I've been doing this lifting program to prepare me for the lifting competition at the end of the month.
So you didn't necessarily do what we did.
No,
then.
I've been doing it. What's been happening is I've been lifting in the morning and then doing the WOD that Jonathan programs in the afternoon classes.
Tell the listeners what WOD means.
Workout of the day.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Some people are still curious about what this whole CrossFit thing is about, and it's been going on for a few years now. What's the big deal? You know, what's the philosophy behind it, and what makes it so different from other workouts? And what we were talking about during the break is what, Michelle? It's CrossFit has gymnastics in it, and what else?
The weightlifting.
The Olympic lifting.
Agility. It's described three ways. Mm-hmm. The agility, which is, you know, the jumping, the running, the gymnastics, and the weightlifting.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to say, as a doctor of chiropractic, I always have to add in the mobility, and I really want to make sure that those that are listening out there really make sure that they make that a part of their life, even if they're not doing CrossFit. If you sit all day long at work and behind the computer, that you really have to make sure that you're in that 90-90 position all day long. You want to make sure that you elongate those muscles. What are some of the things that you do, Kinley, to make sure that your mobility training is, you're staying on top of that?
I do a lot of the couch stretches against the wall to loosen up.
Quads?
Yes, because from my squatting, because my knees come in a lot, so I've been trying to stretch that out a lot. And I roll out my lower back sometimes. I haven't had many problems with mobility, but...
Yeah, so I know we've got another minute to go. So I wanted to talk about, gosh, there's so much to talk about, but one of the big things that we hear in CrossFit is some of the myths about safety and maybe some misconceptions that people have. I know, Kinley, a few months ago, you were in the Record Searchlight, and they did a great article on you. So on our way back in, we can talk about that. If you guys have some myths that you've heard about from maybe friends or family or something like that, or a story you want to share, that would be awesome, because it is out there, and it can be just like from any sport. So when you come on back, we're here at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, and stay tuned.
This is Brian. Local businesses in partnership with Reading Peace Officers Association are launching We Back the Blue Reading. Show support with free decals and t-shirts for donations. Official launch, November 4th, 10 a.m. at Science Stations, 2550 Alfredo Way.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Reading's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at readingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, November 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bopping going on here in the chairs. I think this music's making everyone want to work out here. I think. Anyway, I do want to bring up, my really, really great new friend, Justin Cascarina. I hope I said that right, Justin. Over at Balance Point Nutrition and Fitness, he is starting a Balance Point Nutrition Challenge. And that is actually started August 4th, and it's going to September 3rd, but it's not too late to participate. Just want to let you know that. But there is a last day to register, and that's August 21st. So this is actually for anyone and everyone, especially those interested in making healthy, positive life choices. You do not need to be a member at Balance Point to participate, so just keep that in mind. Just a little bit about it. The Balance Point Nutrition Challenge is designed to help guide you along the path to discover what the optimal diet is for you and only you. There's not one way of eating that fits for everyone, which is great. I love that, Justin. Thanks for mentioning that. We understand that each of you is unique and has different requirements and different lives. We're going to ask you to eliminate some things, and you're going to reset your body. I can go ahead and put this on Twins Talk Health, but... what's amazing about this program is you're going to receive a private initial health assessment. You are going to get a private follow-up health assessment, customized results report, a lot of coaching and support along the way. You're going to get an online forum to be able to ask questions and get your answers and keep up to date with relevant information. You're going to also get group progress meetings. Those are always nice for accountability. Balance Point Nutrition Challenge Handbook containing guidelines, how to start, meal plans, cookbook, shopping lists, shopping guides, dining out guides. Those are nice. Recommended resources and so many other things for additional information. $69 a person. That's not that bad. So Justin at balancepointfitness.com. That's Justin at balancepointfa.com. You can reach Justin at 530-356-4339 for more information. That's 530-356-4339. Hey guys, if you're interested in getting your nutrition back on track, you're a little stagnant, you maybe hit a plateau, call them up, see what it's about, and this could be the change for you. Why not? You know, it's your time right now. It's your life. So anyway, I'm really excited for them over at Balance Point being able to do that. Okay, on our way back in, we were talking about... what were we talking about, you guys?
Mobility.
Okay, we can... Yeah, definitely you had more to say about that, for sure. Go ahead.
Well, since you brought up Balance Point and fitness, when I first was introduced to CrossFit, you know, I had some awesome coaches that really emphasized the mobility, but
Kevin?
I didn't really get it. I didn't, you know, really get what they were talking about, and so I didn't take off with it right away. But I did start doing some mobility on my own for like 20 minutes every single time after I was done. And then I went to K-STARS certification in the Bay Area.
Oh,
and that was
right. I wanted to hear all about that.
Eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
And when I got back, I actually hired Kevin from Balance Point and Fitness to give me 8 weeks worth of mobility training. And that was when I found out how painful mobility can be, but I also found out all of the benefits that came with it. For example, everything changed in my whole body. Just the recovery to recovery got so much better. I was sleeping better at night because I wasn't so sore. My Olympic lifts were going up. All my lifts were going up because I was able to get into that
range of motion.
Yeah.
And
Jonathan was always on me, too, about the mobility. So I do feel blessed, you know, that I was able to capture that in my mind and use that. And being 54, there's no way around it. But, you know, you can be her age, Kimberly's age, and incorporate that for herself, which is going to benefit her later. Plus, people are looking at her right now, you know, as a role model.
Yes.
And when they see her do that, she's like, wow, she's so young. She doesn't need to do that. And she's, I do need to do
it. Yes, and it's a part of being a well-rounded athlete in whatever sport you're deciding to be in, CrossFit, baseball, gymnastics, whatever. You have to have that mobility. It's going to help everything, like you said. And so Kinley's doing great right now. I know she's going to get more coaching and increase that along the way. I have to do it. I have to foam roll. I have to do a little bit before the workouts and then definitely a lot on my own afterward. A lot of times North State CrossFit will have people come in, like Dakota Montgomery, another chiropractor in the area. He'll come in and do some mobility. I've done it every now and then. It is hard. People, if they're not doing it on their own, I don't know when they're doing it because I don't see it a lot sometimes. And I know for me, for it to be almost like another class or another part of the workout, that makes it so much easier. What do you say, Michelle? It sounds like you're good at doing it on your own, so
I don't mind pain, and I always push it to the level that, you know, most people aren't going to go there. But Kevin told me the two reasons why people don't like to do it. Number one is because it's painful, and number two, it's boring.
Yeah, I mean,
I think classes are great because you get some socialism going on in there where, you know, you have something to share with another person when the sweat's pouring off your head. And
if you want to continue to do what you're going to do day in and day out, whether it be going to work and bringing home the bacon, being able to sit behind the computer, as a student, being able to sit in the classroom, you have to do the mobility. Being in a sport, runners, triathletes, anybody has to be done. It's like brushing your teeth. So, anyways, I think we got that out of the way. Let's see. This is an interesting question. What was it like for you and your body when you first started, and what changes did you see? Kinley, I know as sort of a young girl, watching you over the last few years, I got to sort of see the changes and see you grow up and sprout up a little bit. Did you feel any changes in your body when you started CrossFit, and just the strength? And
Well, I knew I was getting stronger, and I could tell that I was, like, losing body fat and stuff, because it's just the stuff that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just slimmed down and got stronger. It's something I've always been able to notice doing CrossFit.
Because you can actually lift those heavy weights over your head and stuff. That's one way that you can tell, right?
Yeah.
But how's it made you feel inside? We've got a minute left.
Awesome. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in school, I mean, how are people reacting to that change to you?
I don't. People don't really talk to me about it that much, actually. Oh. Like, my friends are supportive and everything. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're doing CrossFit again. So.
That's cool. Okay. What about you, Michelle? We've got about 30 seconds. We can finish on the way back, but.
I'm going to put a little different perspective out there. When I started CrossFit, I weighed 138 and I was a size 2, and I'm 5'7". So right now I weigh about 158 and I'm a size 6. That's been hard to embrace.
Because, I get it.
You know, I could go to Macy's and put anything on and feel like I can wear this.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many clothes fit now because, you know, you're going to have a big waist.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's been difficult. But, you know, that's something that I need to learn. I need to learn to embrace my body.
Well, let's talk about that on our way back, because I know a lot of women are feeling, you know, the differences with that. So you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show with our amazing CrossFit women guests here. If you have questions, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is Dr. Maria.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
From the moment you walk into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Redding. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. I have amazing guests, Michelle and Kinley, in the studio with me. They are women in CrossFit. So, and of course, the breaks have a lot of information during that time. So we'll try to just like retell what we talked about during the breaks. But we were basically talking about how your body changes when you exercise in a certain way. And this is a certain way, right, Michelle? I mean, we have these programmed workouts, whether you're concentrating on strength at the time or whether you're doing all the metabolic conditioning type things. If someone comes to you and says, hey, you know, is my butt going to get bigger? Another woman, usually. Or am I going to get, like, all, you know, muscly and stuff? Because I don't want to look that way. Then maybe this isn't for you.
Well, you know, if you're going to be nutritionally sound,
eat
your calories and the right kind of calories, and you're going to do the movements correctly, you are going to get larger muscles.
Yes.
And that is part of the gluteus minimus and gluteus maximus, which is the rear end.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to bounce a quarter off of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's all about what you want, you know, if you and what you like and what your intent is and what your goals are in life. You know, this happens to work for me in my life. I really love the CrossFit workouts. And I actually just spent a lot of time probably from January through June doing a two-day split strength training, just crazy build-up. And then, so that's been, I can feel my metabolism just on fire every day, amped up all the time. And, you know, the eating is a little bit different than before with the build-up. So, what about you, Michelle?
Which part of the question?
Well, because you just changed over from strength to metabolic. So how's that feeling for you?
Lowering the calories down. Yeah. Less cheat meals, just trying to eat cleaner, you know, and just as not as many calories, I guess, is the basic idea there. And especially not before bed. That's huge,
yeah.
You know, not eating a couple hours before bed.
Really? Oh, see, I'm a different person. I'm probably a little bit different. I have to have something probably a little bit before bed. I did this one nutrition analysis program with Jim Howard that showed that I'm a mid-fast oxidizer, which means that I burn my fuel really fast, and so I need to eat a certain way every 3 hours. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 6 to 8. I was doing 6. So, anyways, that's for me. And everyone's different. That's the awesome thing about this is not everyone's going to be a mid-fast oxidizer like me. Some people are slow oxidizers. But anyway, so we all need to kind of make this ourselves. And that's why I said in the beginning, we're all going to do CrossFit in our own way, you know, because everyone has different goals. So the main principles are there. I do want to give a shout out to Miss Bernie Elliott, if you're listening. We're hoping to get you on the show today, but I know that you're busy with your family today, and that's great. I'm so happy that you get to be with your dad on his birthday this weekend. Bernie is the 4th strongest woman in the world out of North State CrossFit. Yay.
Amazing.
We're all clapping here in the studio.
Bernie.
Yeah. So has she just been so inspiring for you guys as other competitors?
Definitely. I mean, I look up to her a lot.
Mm-hmm. And do you watch what, like, Michelle, another high-end athlete does when, you know, when they're in the gym? Are you just like, wow, I want to be like that? I know. Me too. Are you kidding? Lois? Michelle, Bernie, you guys are all masters, competitors, and definitely, what has it been? So, what were we talking about at the break? So, North State has let out just 3 masters athletes.
Just, you know, it's amazing that what Reading has had for masters in our small area in Reading, you know, we've had amazing amount of masters, but Bernie's gone to the games, I believe, 3 times, Lois twice, and then I've gone once, and then Kinley... World Teen Gauntlet?
Yeah.
That's huge.
That is awesome. So World Teen Gauntlet, that's different than the Teen Gauntlet?
Well, I don't think I explained it very well. It's like they're hosted different places everywhere, but you're all scored against each other. So it's like you're scored against someone from Australia.
Okay.
Or something.
So with the World Teen Gauntlet, where do you go for that competition?
There was one in Sacramento, and there was one in Oroville last time that I went to. We usually just go to the closest one.
Okay.
And what they've done is they've had the competitions on 2 days. Like, so a competition could be happening in Australia on Saturday, but one in San Diego could be happening on Sunday.
Okay. So do you get to know the workouts beforehand, like regionals and CrossFit?
We get to know about a week before.
That's good. That's great. Okay.
It's usually 2 WODs and, like, 4 skills. So,
what is something that you feel like you're working on right now to get better for the next competition?
Well, 2 out of 3 of the competitions had handstands in them, like freestyle handstands and handstand walks, and I'm not really great at those, so I've been trying to practice those a lot, and I've gotten better now that I've actually focused on it.
Okay, cool. What, any other ones?
Well, I mean, I've been working on the muscle-ups because they had it once.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it was, like, an option. Like, you could do pull-ups instead, and it would still count as RX.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, now that I have muscle-ups, I guess.
How do the age groups go for the teen stuff? What age does that start? 12?
Yeah, it starts at 12.
Okay. And then they go up to 17.
And I think you can be 18, but you have to be in high school.
Oh, got it. And then after that, you're part of regionals. They don't let you get away with that. So, okay, that's so cool. Well, gosh, this hour has gone by so quick. We're going to just have a few minutes left when we come back from the next break. And I did want to talk about some nutrition a little bit more. I know that that's really important for anything that you do. So when we come back, we're going to talk about those pre's and those posts and all the food that you need to eat to get through your day. So this is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas, and come on back.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers. The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we're staying positively healthy here, talking about CrossFit. And, hey, you guys are so awesome. It's been amazing sitting here getting to know you, Michelle and Kinley, a little bit better. I just want to thank you guys so much for being able to take some time away from your workout, Kinley, I'm sure. I know you'll get something in today, but thanks so much for coming on the show. And we did want to talk a little bit. I want to end the show with talking a little bit about once you get through that week of workouts, how do you recover day in and day out? It's all about getting to the next workout, wouldn't you say? Who wants to start? Kinley? What are you doing with recovery?
I always have my Prodenix shake after my workout, or if I'm not able to get that, like I didn't bring my shaker bottle or something, I'll have like a Quest bar.
And shout out for Prodenix.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
And then
what's in that? Is it like a high protein, lower carb?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. So we'll look that up later and put it on Twins Talk Health, but that helps you?
Yeah, it does.
How do you feel like it's helped you? How do you feel right after a workout? Are you sore?
I don't get sore very often. Like, I'm sore now because I've gone all week. But right after a workout, I'm just, like, brain dead. And then when I drink my recovery drink, I feel like I could do another workout.
Wow. Must be nice to be 13, huh, Michelle? So what are you doing for recovery?
Well, for me, you know, recovery is around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that you've got to train to recover. But as we talked about before, you know, the nutrition. So every meal six to eight meals, however many meals you're eating a day, you know, you need to have that protein in there to carry you. And then the vegetables are huge. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of nuts, good fats, you know, avocados, coconut oil. Staying hydrated, drinking water. You know, even if I wake up in the middle of the night, I will grab the water bottle. So just staying hydrated is so important. And then I did try some, you know, pre-WOD mixes, but I didn't really notice that much of a difference. And I do recovery, and I've been experimenting with different types. I really try to stay away from the artificial sweeteners. And so, you know, you're really limited on what kind of a recovery drink that you
can
get.
I don't understand why. I mean, Arbonne products don't have that stuff, but I notice a lot of other brands have a lot of this artificial sweeteners. And
I think it's cost.
Yeah, it's cheaper, right?
I think
maybe than Stevia or something. I don't know, but it doesn't need to happen, and you could find a better one out there. I'm talking to the listeners, not you. I know you have to actually shop around, and
you do.
Yeah, so I know for me, like I was telling you guys, I actually need to have something prepared for right after the workout. I will prepare it before we get started with the WOD, put it in the fridge, have it ready for me just in case I need it in between the workouts. And for me, it is a 50-50 percent carbohydrate protein mix. It's by Perillo. I think it's called 50-50. And it basically has almost no flavor. I think it's just light vanilla flavor. But that's what I need, and it needs to be almost immediately after the workout. So everybody's different. And for recovery, like we said, some of the other things that we've been using are these essential oils. Oh, my goodness. They've really helped me a lot with, what is that, Deep Blue?
The Deep Blue is a mixture of essential oils by doTERRA, and it's a muscle cream, and that stuff is amazing. And they also make an oil, too, which you can drop in your bathtub with your Epsom salts or your baking soda, which will help with your pH.
Oh, definitely. If you can really manage inflammation and manage acidity levels as part of your recovery, I think it will help you a lot, like sleeping better, being able to move better. And, again, I know part of recovery has to do with mobility as well, flushing out some of that lactic acid and just pushing out all that waste product. But I've also been using the Clericalm. It's one of the doTERRA products.
Oh,
it's
the oil, one of the oils.
Yeah, so they have it, like, in a little roll-on.
The mixture.
Thing. Yeah, it might be a blend. I don't know exactly what's in it, because definitely Clericalm.
I'm not familiar with that one, but it is a blend. And their oils are amazing, and they're very holistic, pure and clean.
Yeah, so I use that a lot. But definitely heat is a good thing, getting in that hot shower, hot tubs, hot baths with the Epsom salts, getting the, like we were talking about before, the aluminum-free, what is the other, sodium bicarbonate or other types of things that you can add to the water will definitely help. You can actually add a little bit of that to your water while you're drinking it, and that will help with the acidity as well that gets created during this time.
That's a better way of taking it, if you can do it.
Yeah, and you can do it to where it doesn't taste that bad, you know, just a little tiny pinch. You guys, it is the end of the show, and I can't believe that we have to get going. How much time do we have left, Savannah? 2.5 minutes. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to Michelle for next weekend. Good luck weekend at your competition. We're all going to be with you in spirit. Too bad we can't be there with you cheering you on, but it's going to be amazing for you, and you're going to do awesome. I know that. You have, what, just this week to go to kind of get her done and get ready, huh?
And I did work out this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Awesome.
6 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh. See how she is, folks? She is determined. Are you retired? Do you work?
I actually work. I have my doTERRA business.
Okay.
And then I have a supplement company called Dynamite that I've been with for 19 years.
Well, hello. I wish we would have talked about that a little bit more.
For another time.
Okay, and we can add some of that on our Twins Talk Health page that you can go to on Facebook if you want more information about what we've talked about here on Positively Healthy. Kinley, I look forward to seeing you at the gym this week. I really appreciate you because you've really taken on the community spirit of CrossFit, and I could be struggling in a workout. Maybe Kinley's done, and she'll just come on over and cheer me on, and come on, Rhea, awesome. Come on, Rhea, you can do it. And I really love that about her. She's really just has a big heart and just a humble, very well-parented.
It's KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. That was a playback of the Positively Healthy Show from January 3rd. Currently 69 degrees outside. Up next, we have the Conscious Living Show after the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Idris says investigators have arrived at the site in the northern Sinai where a Russian passenger plane crashed today. ISIS claiming responsibility for shooting that plane down. Russia says that is not a credible claim, and correspondent Merritt Kennedy reports that Russia has quickly launched its own investigation.
Russia's top investigative body has opened up an investigation into the crash for possible violations of flight safety procedures. Russian tourists represent about a third of all tourism to Egypt, primarily to beachside resorts.
224 people were on board that plane. It is believed that everybody perished, including 17 children. By every measure, Marco Rubio has bid for the most Republican, the GOP presidential nomination, I should say, has grown more robust in October, boosted again by a strong showing in this week's debate. Rubio says the debt has to be dealt with, and that's what he'll do if he makes it to the White House.
We have a debt crisis. Not a question of if, but a when.